University can help. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Leave your contact, name, and number for the admissions office to reach out to you. Your first course is free. Conservative Theological University is offering courses of study leading to your certified AA through PhD, all online. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on three regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these three stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to your dialogue and discussion. Our telephone lines are open. That telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Our special guest today is Holly Dean. Holly is the Secretary of the Republican Party of Duval County, and we're talking about some issues that I believe each and every listener needs to be vitally concerned about and participate in the dialogue and discussion today. Holly is talking about some of the things that's taking place with our school board, and especially after our school board now is has the majority with conservative leadership. It seems to be that the mindset with those loose likes, lost liberals, as I like to call them, they've gone totally crazy as a result of that. So, Holly, we were talking about just a moment ago some of the things that was taking place in some of the with the school board. Tell us in particular, talk about, speak to the issue of what took place in the October school board meeting.
Certainly. So right before the school board meeting, obviously, during that time period, that was right after Charlie Kirk was shot. Mm-hmm. And when he died, and you may notice there was posts on social media all across the country from people who just had completely inappropriate things to say in reaction to his death. And one of those people was a local teacher named Hope McMath, who made a social media post. She indicated that karma's a B word, and she heard all your speeches when you proudly proclaimed that you didn't give a S about other people's lives. And so she posted that. In looking at that further, Moms for Liberty Duval researched her other social media posts and found some things that were quite disturbing, and ended up finding a post where she had she's an art teacher, and the DCPS students visited her personal art gallery and were gifted with artwork prints that said God is trans. And also there was a promise to distribute more of those on campus. And then there was additional things where she had been telling kids her ideology, her woke ideology, and really advocating in that manner instead of teaching. And so Moms for Liberty wrote a letter to the superintendent about that, and they ended up telling him that one other post she made that was interesting here locally, she referred to Councilman Roy Diamond as the Grand Wizard of the KKK and accused him of using racist dog whistles and calling his actions gross and dangerous when he proposed some amendments at a city council meeting. But Moms for Liberty, in their email to the superintendent, said that that indoctrination is totally unacceptable, called her post radical and troubling, and said her influence on students should be examined. And it said, McMath, like all teachers, needs to be reminded, these are our children, not yours. Parents trust valued teachers to come alongside our children for a season to deliver state-approved educational content. Taking leaps beyond that role violates their job description and professional standards. So she was suspended right before that October meeting. And then at there was other teachers also that were suspended. So at that meeting, a rally was called to provide support for her. And then a lot of the people from that rally came in to give public comment. And it was a free-for-all.
I watched the video, yes.
If you go to YouTube and look at Jacksonville Conservative, search for Jacksonville Conservative, you can see a video of just a few of the clips of what was said at that meeting. But also at that meeting, four of the conservative school board members wore a shirt for Breast Cancer Awareness Month that was pink, and it said, "This is the turning point." Mm-hmm. And they lost their minds over it and totally missed the point that they were, and Charlotte Joyce explained it well, that they wanted to put out the message not only that they were sad and supportive of Charlie Kirk and his death, but that they wanted this to be a turning point for breast cancer. So that was what happened at the school board meeting. And after that, April Carney's had to have security escort her places. She's been doxxed. There's been a lot of emails sent to the school board complaining and a lot of calls for the conservative school board members to be removed.
So we've got an open battle because of conservative school board members. Now I want to ask you a question. You may or may not have the precise answer. With our new superintendent of schools, does he not have a voice? Is he saying anything? Is he taking a stand against the free-for-all that we saw in the October meeting? What is his position as you see it?
I'm not as familiar with his position, but I think that from what I've heard in speaking with school board members and with parents, that he could take a stronger voice, mm-hmm. That he's trying to please everyone. Mm-hmm. And we don't really know where he stands on a lot of these things. And, you know, DCPS needs a strong leader to stand up to things like this.
Yes.
And so I would just say that he needs to be a strong voice.
Absolutely. And I find, and you may or may not want to even respond to my statements on this, and I understand, but very little has been changed in the policy and procedure for Duval County since Dr. Green was head of the school board, or head of the school system, as superintendent of schools. And I find it antithetical to that which the parents want in Duval County and that which we see. I understand, and I've not read the latest one, so there could be some modifications. I understand there's still the quiet, under the surface, whatever gender you feel, you can go to that bathroom in Duval County without it being corrected. I am of the opinion that, based on what I'm familiar with, that we still have major problems with the textbooks in Duval County, with the moral, ethical declination in those textbooks and what is shown and what is there. So What is the school board, from your opinion, what are the school board members doing to correct some of those issues? Are they listening to the super left voices? Are they listening to moms and dads that are concerned about the sons and daughters in the public school system?
I think they're listening, and I think that there's a lot of stonewalling that has gone on. The DCPS administration has been there a long time, and very familiar with how to slow walk things.
Yes.
And so I think they faced a lot of pushback. Even now, just recently, they had to go to a Duval delegation meeting to get their own general counsel. There's constant pushback for them. And so they're doing their best, and they are working on it, but they're facing a lot.
Well, from the Republican Party standpoint, and you probably would have the insight on this, the Republican Party, are they for allowing the school board to have their own separate attorney rather than using the general counsel's office for Duval County? What is the position on that?
I think our members are very much in support of that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Support of having general counsel
Their own general counsel.
Mm-hmm. There could be a conflict in that, but that's just thoughts on the side. How can the listeners support our school board members in the future?
Well, I think it's very important to... I say this all the time, even if you don't have a child in the Duval County Public Schools, it is so important because we've seen what woke indoctrination for years has created,
yes.
Especially in our universities. And so it's so important not to forget about our schools. So paying attention, that's the number one thing that we can do is pay attention. The school board meetings are live streamed every month, so you can watch them online. You can watch them at your leisure whenever you have free time and see what's going on. Their agendas are posted online as well. Emails of support would probably be greatly received, and the school board members would be appreciative that you appreciate what they're doing, you know, and how they're going about their jobs. But also coming for public comment and making your opinion known about what you want to see happen in the schools is so important, because a lot of times they're being everyone else's opinion is being shouted down by these
radicals.
Exactly. these radical leftists, and other voices need to be heard. Otherwise, people are going to think that's all there is, and everybody agrees with them. And that's not the case at all.
Well, if you watch the school board meeting from October, that's the opinion that you can walk away with.
Yes.
That only the radicals, in fact, the radicals dominated that meeting. I watched some of the things that I was shocked to find that the perpetrators of some of the things that were said and done were not just simply handcuffed and taken out. Because it got to that extreme that anything is possible, with the danger for the school board members, especially the conservative ones that were taking the barrage of tongue lashing, if you will. I'm looking at a verse in Proverbs 29, verse 2, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked bear through, the people mourn. And I think that's what we're seeing. I think it's a differentiation between the righteous and the unrighteous, the good and the bad, and I am thankful to see you interested, taking an interest, and I'm prayerful that this will permeate our Republican Party for Duval County, that all of our elected leaders in that category and those that are running for office will take a stand for that which is right, and not try to, moderate and concede to reach across the aisle, as some call it. I'm simply not one that will reach across the aisle. It's right or it's wrong, not one or the other. It's right or wrong, and not a combination of it. So, Holly, let me ask you a question. I believe that you're having a rally to support our conservative school board members. Tell us something about that rally.
Yes. So the rally is going to be a support our school board rally. It's very simple. the radical leftists have held several rallies over the past few months, and called the media and had it plastered all over the news. Like I said, it looks like there's just one side. And so this rally is to show our support for the conservative school board members, to show our support for the values that they're a proponent of, and just to have a more of a feel-good atmosphere going into that school board meeting for these school board members.
Well, just for the benefit of our listeners, articulate the names specifically of our conservative school board members.
Sure. So there is Charlotte Joyce, who is the chairman of the school board this year. April Carney is vice chairman. And then we have Tony Ricardo, Melody Bolduc, and Reginald Blunt.
Each of those, in fact, ladies and gentlemen, if I can propose that you get on your computer, email each of those school board members, encouraging them, thank them for what they're doing, thank them for their stand, and ask them to continue to take a stand for right and righteousness and for that which is right for our kids in our public school system. I believe that will go a long ways in enhancing what they do, Holly. I believe that, you know, saying thank you for what you're doing, we're praying for you, we want to see you continue to take the stand that you're taking.
Absolutely.
I believe would be wise. Holly, describe the rally. What is, let's just draw a picture for our listeners. There's the rally. You're going to have the rally. Tell us something about what it will be like, what you're wanting it to accomplish, et cetera, et cetera.
Sure. So the rally will be in the parking lot of the DCPS administrative building. So everyone who's coming in to go to the school board meeting will see it. But there will be an area delineated for the rally. Security is aware and will be set up properly. And we're asking people that come to wear patriotic gear. And we're going to have some signs for people who want to hold up signs. We're asking the media to come and you know, show the support for the school board. And that's why it's important. We want to get a big crowd there to show them that we have that support. I know April Carney may speak at the rally, but we may have some people speaking at the rally to talk about, you know, what's going on and about how we can support the school board members. There are organizations that are on board with this, the Republican Liberty Caucus, the Jacksonville Young Republicans, the Jacks Beaches Republican Women's Club, the Republican Women's Club of Duval County Federated, the Duval GOP, and Moms for Liberty are all on board and supporting this. And so it's great for us to be unified on this issue.
Absolutely. Holly, a question that may already be in your mind, but I'm not aware of. Will we have any of our elected conservative Republicans speaking at the rally?
We hope to. Absolutely. If they can make it, it's kind of an odd time. So it will depend on their schedules, but we hope to.
I believe if that's possible, it'd make a big difference of having those take a stand that we already know are conservative and will take a stand that embraces and emboldens those that are participating. Think, well, I'm not by myself.
Right.
Most conservatives feel that somehow, some way, if I take a stand, I'm by myself. If I take a stand, somebody will get angry. If I take an open public stand, that we find this in churches, Christians, pastors in particular, are afraid to take a stand. Because I think many times I think, well, I'm standing alone. And I can tell you, been there, done that, bought the T-shirt. My opinion is, my position, if we have to stand alone, still stand for truth and stand for what is right and that honors the Lord in that. Well, tell us, Holly, from the standpoint of this rally that's coming up, tell us how the people that attend, should they bring signs? Should the signs have any particular remarks? What should they do in that room?
They don't have to bring signs if they don't want to. We'll have some signs. We'll have some flags. They want to just wave a flag. And I want to have some nice music playing. Just went to a Brandon Lake concert recently, and so he's got some good music. But, you know, we wanted to have a nice positive message at this rally.
Well, play some of Lee Greenwood's music. That'd be wonderful.
Yes.
That's what, when I think about of a conservative rally, I think about Lee Greenwood.
Absolutely.
And his singing. That'd be wonderful. Holly, tell our listeners how they may reach you. If they've got questions, comments, other discussion about this, tell our listeners how they can reach you by telephone, by email, etc.
Sure. So you can reach me if you go... And I'll tell you my email, but if you can't remember it, you can go to the Duval.gop website. My email is on there. But my email is secretary@Duval.gop. And my number is 904-228-6083. And I'll be happy to answer any questions. But the rally itself will be at the administration building, which is at 1701 Prudential Drive. November 4th at 5.
Give the date, time, and place again.
Sure. It's November 4th, which is the same night as the school board, at 5 o'clock, and the school board will be right after that, and that will be at 1701 Prudential Drive, and that's downtown right on the river.
So November the 4th, and it's coming up in a week from now.
Yes.
So it is right upon us. So November the 4th on the school board parking lot, and it'll be at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Well, tell our listeners, specifically from your standpoint, what will you be doing during the course of the rally, and what will you be saying and doing, your participation, your part?
Sure. I just want to I want to stand up and say thank you to the school board members. It's very hard to take a stand in the face of everything that they've received, and they're still working hard and doing their job, and you know, standing strong for their values. And so I just want to say thank you for that, because it's incredibly hard, incredibly hard. And I know that with the threats and everything, there's even a physical danger now.
Yes.
And, you know, they're determined.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm thankful for your stand and your position. Now, this may put you on the spot, but I'm not intending to do so. But as Secretary of the Duval County Republican Party, you know, as the old cliche, you know how the sausage is made from the inside.
I'm learning.
Do we have enough conservative Republican leaders in Duval County that really see the issues at the school board, and that's willing to take a stand publicly about these issues? Are most of them afraid to stand out on a limb? How do you view that?
I think more and more more conservative leaders are paying attention to the school board, which is wonderful, and I think that the school board members themselves have done a great job being an advocate and keeping a good relationship with the other elected officials in the county. So I think they are supporting our school board, and I think they are, you know, willing to help them however they need.
Okay. Let's, in a basic wrap-up of our thinking today, we've got one of the school board members that is conservative, be coming up for re-election pretty soon. I believe it's in 2026. I may be wrong, but I think it's April, May of 2026. Tell our listeners something about as you foresee it, the plans to try to remove her, the plans to try to prevent her from being reelected, and what can we, the people, start doing even now to help her, to assist her, and to put her back in office?
Yes. So April Carney specifically is up for re-election, and she is the member who is probably targeted more than anyone else. she's a great ally of the governor, which puts a target on her back right. with the radical left. And she, you know, she is not afraid to, you know, take a stand on the difficult issues. But as a result, she's been attacked mercilessly. I think they're looking for this election coming up to try to oust her from office. And I know her last election was very difficult. She was running against Elizabeth Anderson. Mm-hmm. And I think Elizabeth Anderson got $100,000 to run in that race, and she still won. So it's going to be crucial to support her coming up in this next election. Charlotte Joyce will also have, there will also be an election for her position.
Mm-hmm. So there's two of them coming up for re-election.
Yes.
Then. Well, I'm thankful that you're here, and I'm thankful for your stand. And it is our prayer that our Duval County elected leaders will take a public stand and will stand for right and righteousness, whether it's the city council, the mayor, future mayor's race, or for the present city council members and school board members. It is our prayer that we'll put the right people in office and recognize our responsibility as citizens. Holly, again, thank you for joining us today.
Thank
but
you.
I want you to, in final statements, tell our listeners how they can reach you, how they can participate, and why it's vital.
Sure. So they can reach me at secretary@duval.gop or go to the duval.gop website. And it's vital that you come and support our school board November 4th at 5 o'clock, 1701 Prudential Drive, to show our support for conservatives.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been talking with Holly Dean. Holly is the secretary for the Duval County Republican Party. I'm thankful that Holly's been with us today, and I pray that you will take heart and recognize the seriousness of where we are in America, and then boiling it down where we are as a city and a state, and that as conservative Christians and patriots, that we'll take a stand for that which is right, that which is moral, that which is ethical, that which is biblical. And it permeates all areas of our society. It's not just what we do on Sunday with what is called going to church. It's what we do as salt and light in the neighborhood, in the community, in the city in which we're living in. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Tune in tonight at 11 for a replay of today's Let's Face the Issues broadcast on WBOB AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Christian teaching and talk. This is 91.7 FM, The Truth.
Maybe this is you too. People are enormously frustrated with the cost of healthcare right now. There is an option. Hundreds of